Anne Pasternak, director of Creative Time.
In 2004, a dream came true for me, and that was to work with one of the most important artists of her generation, Jenny Holzer.
The cathedral, St. John the Divine, was one of the landmark sites where Jenny Holzer presented her xenon projections.
Jenny's nighttime projection of poetry scrolling on the building really shared with us in a very, you know, sensual, illuminating way, the real power of words to engage us, to stop us, to make us think, to surprise us, to trouble us, to provoke us, to even inspire and heal us.
Holzer wanted to give important poets who are writing about the world condition a voice before the 2004 elections. It was the first time she projected others' language instead of her own truisms. The work enveloped the sites with beauty and power, fusing together light, word, audience, and architecture.
The truth is, this was an extremely poignant and beautiful thing to do in a post-9/11 New York, and at a time where we're observing in the news, but in a very removed way, a war in Iraq, and helping us understand and consider for a moment our love of home and that specialness of place.
Holzer has projected poetry on landmarks all over the world. Her 2004 project with Creative Time was called For New York City. In addition to St. John's, it included projections on Bethesda Fountain in Central Park, the Cooper Union, and Hotel Pennsylvania. In 2005, she expanded the project at Rockefeller Center, the New York Public Library, and NYU.
According to Holzer, quote, "I show what I can with words in light and motion in a chosen place. And when I envelop the time needed, the space around, the noise, smells, the people looking at one another, and everything before them, I have given what I know."